being an oil worker these days isn't quite what it used to be. Since oil prices began to drop, thousands of people have lost their jobs in Alberta. No doubt it's an unstable time to work in the province's oil sands. But in the middle of all that uncertainty, one Kelowna man with a steady job north of Fort Mac called his boss yesterday and quit his job. Trina and Jeff Dingman had enough, and they join me now in studio to explain. Good afternoon to you both.
Hey.
Jeff, we'll start with you. Why did you make that call yesterday?
I've done it long enough, I think. I just wanted to be home with my family.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3.5 years, actually almost four. It would have been four in May. And it's been on my mind a lot lately, and I've had a lot of time off because we break a lot for Christmas, and it gave me a lot of time to reflect and really realize where I wanted to be, and I wanted to be home. So,
what was your job, and where were you flying to?
I'm an electrician by trade, but I'm an electrical supervisor right now, so I oversee a crew at a sustaining capital group at CNRL Horizon. We're fairly, self-sustaining group, so we've got a good group of guys there and a lot of work. And yeah, so.
And that was north of Fort Mac?
Yeah, it's about just over an hour north of Fort Mac.
Okay, and the community is called?
Fort Mackay. Just down the road from Fort Mackay.
Now you have, Trina, there's video of Jeff making that call and you reacting. Tell us about that.
It was just so exciting. We've been working towards this for a long time and planning and hoping and really hoping that it would ever happen. And I was just really excited and I wanted to share that, so I taped it.
Jeff, why did you take the job in the first place?
Originally, we've kind of lived on and off in and out of the Okanagan in Victoria because her family's there, my family's here. So we've been back and forth quite a few times. And when we were living in Victoria, I was working there as an electrician. We finally decided we wanted to be here in the Okanagan. And saving up for a down payment and working just the regular, it wasn't going to happen as quick as we wanted to get into the hot Kelowna market. Even Victoria, so same thing. So it was what we needed to do. We said, let's go up there. We'll get a down payment. We'll get a house. We'll go, move back to Kelowna.
Mm-hmm.
We got a house. We ended up getting an old 1974 that needed a lot of renos. So all of a sudden, a down payment turned into, let's keep renoing it. I don't want to walk away with a ton of debt. So mm-hmm. I stayed longer.
And Trina, do you remember the first time he left to work?
I certainly do. Yeah, I dropped him off at the airport and I came home and my toddler was sleeping in the back seat and I was 7 months pregnant and I just sat in the car and cried for about an hour.
Really?
It was pretty traumatic for me. We'd really only been apart for maybe 2 days ever before that.
And because how long would you go? At what stretch of time would you be gone?
I'm on a 2-in-1, so 2 weeks in camp, 1 week at home, which, after travel days, the 1 week at home is like six. And, it's a hustle because if you have a house or whatever, you got a lot to catch up on, all the blue jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
what kind of a toll does that take on your marriage?
It was pretty challenging. The first year was the worst, learning how to communicate apart. We'd never really been apart before, so it was a whole different world of communication. And to be honest, we weren't so great at it the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard, mostly hard on the kids, too. Just our toddler, she was Jeff's an amazing dad. He's the best dad ever. And she really did not want to be away from her dad. So she cried every day. And that was really hard for me.
Do you remember, Jeff, what it was like to be away those first few weeks, that first year?
Yeah, it was a bit surreal. Like you hear about everyone going up north, for so long, people have been doing it out of BC and you hear about it all the time. And then all of a sudden I was part of that statistic. It was really surreal, I was doing it as well too. And I never thought I'd kind of do it. And then I did it and was working with this group and kept getting promoted and so far. And, and then I ended up being the boss and I've been the boss for almost a year now. And yeah, and then it was just time to move on because mm-hmm. we've been working on other things. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. It's a time, as we've said off the top here, that a lot of people are losing their jobs in an industry that's really struggling. And
people
are around you. I don't know if you've seen people being laid off. Did you think this may not be the right decision?
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. Our group last year at Christmas, we broke for Christmas. We were a group of 48. And when we came back in January, we didn't even know how many we could bring back. We only brought back 13, I think.
Wow.
And then we stayed with 13 right through till this year, 13 to 15 tops. Really small group, tight guys, all of us, we've been together for, they're like a family away from family. because we spend so much time together. And yeah, I mean, it's a hard decision. Even, you know, texting all the guys, telling them yesterday, you know, hey, I'm out. It was tough. It was really emotional.
Mm-hmm. Was it tough for you for him to make that decision? I know you were hoping he could come back to your family, but there is some uncertainty now.
There is and there isn't. We've been working towards this for a long time. It's something we both wanted. And as much as I know Jeff did love his job, he loves the guys he works with. He's got a great company that he worked for. That mattered to him a lot. We knew that in the long run, this was ideally what we wanted, was to be together as a family. We know it's best for our children. And now we have an avenue to do that. And we're just going to keep running with it.
Do you have a lot of friends who are in the same boat as you? Do you know people who are going through the same thing?
Tons of people. We actually have a lot of friends whose husbands are out of work right now and are really struggling, having a hard time. And we have some friends that their husbands still work up there. And it's an interesting world. And us wives, we try to stick together. And it's different, definitely different living without your husband or having him come back and forth. It's sort of a unique situation.
Mm-hmm. What do you do now then? Do you have plans? I know you have some things you're working on. Tell me about that.
I'm currently unemployed and I have a few holes in my house with drywall I need to replace, some renos. So, no, we have about 3 weeks where I'm just going to do things around the house. And then after that, we have a cruise that Trina was saying earlier. I can't remember if that was on or off the air, but was mentioning that, you know, we're going on with Beachbody, you know, which is her business, right?
Which is a fitness business that you do online.
Yeah, it's an online health and fitness coaching business. And that's what I do. I help other people get healthy and reach their goals. And I help a team of people do that. And it's really exciting, super positive and fun. And I get a chance to empower and uplift women and that's what I always really wanted to do. So
you're getting on board with this then, are you?
Yeah, I am actually. I am. If you check her out, I mean, yeah, you see pictures of me in the basement working out and all that too.
Wow.
So I'm, as I mentioned today, I'm dipping my toes in the water a bit more. Uh-huh. But I enjoy going to the gym and being active as well too. So, I mean, she's always been that. She's been like the fitness queen of our house, you know, for a long time. And me not so much, and now I just turned 40, so I need to watch what I do with my body for the rest of my life. Here.
I am curious though, when you made that call to your boss, and knowing that you had seen the cutbacks that you had seen there, and your boss knew, of course, too. What was his reaction?
Understanding. I mean, it's a tough industry up there. I mean, you have a lot of people working away from their families, sacrificing a lot. Mm-hmm. And when someone says that I'm going home to be with my family or spend more time with their family, I mean, it's, you don't get any negative feedback from it. I mean, me being a boss there and having guys, we've had guys last year, I had guys do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
take the summer off. And if they had something to come back to, I couldn't guarantee anything, but they would take off because they needed to be around their family more. Right. And so you don't get a lot of negative when it's that reason, because it's so. Means so much to so many people, right?
Well, congratulations to the two of you. I know it's something you've been working towards for a while, so enjoy the time.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.